This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. John, top of the hour news. Police departments across the country will now be able to chase fleeing perps, P-E-R-P-S, in a car that gets an EPA-estimated 38 miles to the gallon. So we're going to have a new pursuit vehicle to chase those fleeing alleged criminals, new vehicles for the cops, more tools to be used against us. What an outrage. What an outrage. And so what is the reason? I guess it's because fuel economy. We've got to get higher fuel economy. I guess that's what they're saying. I think it'd be nice to have these cops start walking around and protecting and serving rather than racing around in these high-performance vehicles. Just my thoughts. John Reagan?
That's a great segue. I found an article this morning that talks about electric vehicles, self-driving vehicles, and their consequences. And I'm going to put that on tap for next week. It's probably going to take a full hour. That's how deep this article is and really just how important. It talks about the consequences and the consequences of the consequences. And in just a few years, that news is going to seem so old-fashioned because there won't be police chases anymore because you won't have getaway vehicles.
Yeah. Yeah, I can just see this happening. The cops can say, you know what, there's a red Chevy in front of me. Just look, shut it down for me. Here's his license plate. License plate's linked to the VIN. The VIN, I'm sure the cops will have a mouse that they can click on their screen, push the button on their screen, and that vehicle just stops right where it is. I can just see this. I'm sure that technology is available right now, but you probably have to go through, if you have a Chevy, through General Motors to get it shut down. But, you know, I tell you what, while we shut it down, let's lock the occupants in the vehicle too. So they don't get out, and just stop it right there. Right there in the third lane on the interstate. That'd be good, right there. No problem. John, you know, you talk about this. I want to share a 20-second, 30-second story with you. I was on a 70-mile-an-hour road going 70, and this truck pulls in from the merging lane into the slow lane from another road. He pulls in front of me, and he's flying. I mean, I'm doing 70, which is the speed limit, and I'm being passed by everybody. So this guy passes me on the right. He's merging in traffic. And out of his vehicle flies an empty bucket in the back of his pickup. One of those that you might see a small tree planted in, and you can buy the tree in the pot, in this plastic black pot, at Walmart or some other place like that. Flies out, crashes into my grill. Breaks the grill in lots of places. Nothing I can do about it. This guy passes me on the right, cuts me off, flies in front of me, and takes off. And I'm dragging this thing under my old Mercedes. Needless to say, my Mercedes, I put it back together. I used some JB Weld. And it's not quite as good as new, but, you know, all the pieces are there. But what I'm saying is things happen, and they happen quickly. And so if the police can shut down your car on the interstate or wherever they happen to shut it down, there are consequences to that, just like there are consequences to that jerk who cut me off and left that empty pot in the back of his pickup truck. Carelessness. And so if we have somebody sitting at a screen in a police department with a mouse click away from shutting your car down, there are serious consequences to that. What about the ambulance that may be behind that rushing to someone to the hospital that now is stuck? Just like Bridgegate with Chris Christie, Governor Chris Christie. People can die easily from this kind of stuff. Back to you. I must be... something must be under my skin and bothering me this morning, because I'm annoyed about a lot of things. It's no shit. What's next, John?
Well, let me do the remember those transformers and then get into the hour two links. We've talked quite a bit about how, either through attacks or through EMP, that these large transformers would be brought down, and how we have to order these from China. And even if it was, you know, normal times like today, there's a backlog. It'll take you probably at least a couple of years to get one of these. And while we've talked about the word large, we've never really had any context for that. And here we have the delivery of a new transformer. It weighs nearly 1 million pounds. It came to from China to the port of Houston by boat. It was taken to New Mexico by train, and then by truck to Utah. By the time you have the truck, you're talking about 1.8 million pounds. The transformer is 25 feet wide by 415 feet long. A football field is 300 feet for reference. And it's got a picture in the article of this convoy. So the this truck takes basically the whole highway, two lanes worth. And being that long, you really have to be careful on the routing of the vehicle, because there's no way you can take corners with this. I imagine they have to bring the fuel to the truck, because there's no way this could pull into a truck stop to get refueled. And it'd be fun to sit and figure how many wheels are on this thing. It's a whole lot more than 18.
I counted them. I counted them. I counted the wheels. Now, just the tractor trailer that's pulling this transformer has 30 sets of 8 wheels, 30 axles, 8 wheels apiece, 240 wheels, 240. That's just the trailer. Forget the tractor that's pulling the trailer. And it looks like, you mentioned the fuel for it, John, it looks like there's a truck in front of it that has the fuel. Looks like it's got a fuel tank on the back of the truck, big fuel tank, in order to supply fuel for this beast. This thing is huge, and as you mentioned, John, it is the lead truck, the fuel truck, or it appears that it's a lead truck. It may be several trucks in front of that truck that's not shown in this image. But it looks like that one has 14 wheels for the fuel truck. And it is absolutely blocking the entire road. The fuel truck is positioned over the center line of this two-lane highway. That means one lane coming, one lane going. No one's getting around this thing. No ambulance, nothing. The only place you can go to get past this is by air. You cannot get around this. As you said, 1,800,000 pounds in this beast going down the highway, in this convoy. And how fast is it traveling? A few miles an hour. A few miles an hour, right? somewhere. I read it. I don't see it in front of me, but it looked like
it's just going 3 to 10. As fast as 10.
Yeah, as high as 10 miles an hour. Typically 3. 3 to 10 miles an hour. So if you're behind this and you've got miles to go, you're going to be there a while. And it looks like there's cars lined up as far as the eye can see in one of these images. So, yeah. Yep. You're absolutely right. And how long did it take to get that? I wonder how long it took to negotiate the price, plus have pay for it, you know, get the transaction paid for, then have construction materials arrive, the engineering that's involved. This is a big deal. And if this thing starts leaking and overheating, let's start over. Well, they'll have the engineering drawings, but, you know, it takes months. It takes months to get things from China. I know. I've done it. And in a future broadcast, we'll talk about that.
And
typically, what happens is when you buy something from China, you pay for it in advance, and you hope you get it. It may get stuck in customs. You may never.
And if we've been hit by an EMP attack, you can pretty much be assured that we'll return the favor to other countries, whether or not they're guilty, just so they can't take advantage of us. So there won't even be a place to order these transformers from.
Okay. Let's add to that. I was talking with one of our instructors, an electrical engineer, Bruce Kay. And Bruce and I are pretty close. Very close. And we're on the same page with many of our instructors. And we were talking about electromagnetic pulses and off-grid systems, solar panels and things like that, and how to protect them. So I'm going to ask him if he'll do a broadcast with me about how to protect your solar system and off-grid system from EMP attacks, EMP incidents, coronal mass ejections, those kinds of things. Because if you go through all the effort and work to build the kind of system that Bruce and I are building, in lieu of taking vacations, in lieu of spending money on other things, scrimping and saving and trying to do this in a very clever, frugal way that works, you're going to want to protect it. And he's got some really, really brilliant, low-cost, do-it-yourself ways of protecting your off-grid system. So whether you have a little one or a big one, or somewhere in the middle, he's got an answer. He's a brilliant, brilliant engineer. Just love him. That's Bruce Kay. And hopefully he'll be with us, you know, in the next few weeks. Captain John Reagan, what's coming up next?
Nuclear? And that's in reference to a news item at the top of the hour.
Yeah, and then maybe we can even talk about other nuclear events going on. Captain John Reagan, the financialstateoftheunion.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan, nuclear. Please tell us more.
That's what we're hearing in the news, that the Republicans changed the rules. So we just have a simple majority vote on Supreme Court nominees. And I don't know if it's the know-nothings who have a college education with no American history, or if it's propagandists, or if they're both. And I'd even forgotten about this myself. 30 years ago, you know, I was at the Pentagon, and between that work and going to school, finishing up my MBA, I wasn't able to spend a whole lot of time looking at news. But up until that time, from the beginning of our Constitution until 1987, that's the way Supreme Court justices were voted on, as a simple majority. However, in 87, the Democrats decided they didn't like that anymore, and they changed the rules. And now, 30 years later, we have the Republicans changing the rules back to the way it was for nearly 200 years. And look at all the hissy fit that the leftists are doing. So it's a decent article on the history and what happened there. And if you want to upset a liberal, you might want to bring this up to him.
I I don't think we have any liberals listening to this broadcast. You know, not in the current definition. But I don't think so. As a matter of fact, people who support the old regime, you know, the Barry Satoro regime, I don't even let them into my property. If I know it. I mean, maybe the FedEx driver, the UPS driver is a supporter of that ilk, and I don't know that. So they may sneak onto the property, but other than that, if I know a person who is with the regime that was trying to steal from us or hurt us, they're not welcome here on my property, certainly not in my house. I won't have them in here. Okay, what's next?
Well, earlier we talked about a USGS report on reserves of minerals. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a website out there called thebigwobble.org, and one of the things that they do is keep track of earthquakes. And this article is entitled, "Have the United States Geological Survey Altered Historical Data on Their Website So As Not to Panic the People, as Major Earthquakes Have Risen by More Than 400% Since 1900. And it goes into talking about how he downloaded every magnitude 6 or greater quake from 1900 to 2017, and he noticed that the data was different from what he had downloaded previously. And he puts the chart out there, how many quakes that there were early last century to what we're having now. And we were talking about, in the early 1900s, up to about 1904, it was 30 or less major quakes a year. And then it was in the typically 30s and 40s, a couple of exceptions through 1916. And you compare that to 2000 through 2016, we're seeing in many cases 160s. 2007 was over 200. 2011 was over 200. So many more times the major quakes as we used to see. So if you want to try and show, are we experiencing more major quakes now than we used to? I suggest going to thebigwobble.org, as downloading the data directly from USGS may not get the answer.
John, do you have any thoughts on the real situation? Are we having more earthquakes due to fracking?
It's way beyond fracking, because this is worldwide and also the Rim of Fire.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit more about that when we come back?
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Today you've got your.
Take my.
When you got
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking about earthquakes with Captain John Reagan. And John, I'm looking at this website, thebigwobble.org, that you mentioned in the previous segment. And class, if you want the links to what we're talking about today, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com or eze33.org will get you here. Just click on the news tab. And John, I'm looking at the number of earthquakes M6 or greater per decade since 1900 to 2009. And it looks like, you know, relatively stable up until the 60s, mid-60s, with between 200 and a little over 400 per year. And all of a sudden, around 1960, the number of earthquakes increase at a staggering rate. So the graph goes from horizontal until 1960, till then it goes, you know, on a 45 degree up angle, increasing to up to 1600 earthquakes M6 or greater. Am I reading this right?
Yes, and if you scroll down, it's plotted this on a map. Major quakes from January 1900 to January 1917, and then you scroll down from there, and it's the major quakes this century. And you just see how many more there are. And as I look at the map, it's pretty much along the seams. Now, we typically want to know what is causing this. And I've got two possibilities. It can be one, the other, both, or neither. So, take that for what it's worth. We've had discussion on here, and John Moore has talked about Planet X and how one of the signs that we get as it approaches is increased volcanoes and earthquakes, and that's certainly something we've experienced. There's another process. And Stan Deo has talked about this a bit. It's the expanding Earth. And if you want to view that, you can go to YouTube, type in expanding Earth, and you'll find Neil Adams' channel. And he's got several videos. And what he does is he shows this process not only on Earth, but the moon, Mars, and some moons on the outer planets. Very interesting, very well done videos. And the theory there is, and I think everybody's familiar with the equation E equals mc squared. That's what Einstein developed with the theory of relativity. It describes how we convert matter to energy. Well, scientists, and we've had an article on this too, has now found the way of converting energy to matter. And I'm beginning to believe that planets are natural generators of that process of converting energy to matter. And as our solar system travels around our galaxy, it's not staying in the same plane. It oscillates. So it's kind of a little bit like a roller coaster. It goes up, goes down, up and down. And when it's in that mid-range, when it aligns up with the galactic central, we're apparently gaining more energy from that, which could explain this process. If the Earth is expanding more, that's putting strains, especially on these, edges where it's cracked before, and we're seeing more of those earthquakes and volcanoes. So I'm not sure anybody knows the real reason, and if they do, they're not telling us. I think one of the things the government does is with these natural and financial positions, they keep as much hidden as they can, because if the public knew the real situation, there'd be, especially with the people that are dependent on the government, riots, and if they ever let it be known that there's only so much time left, which we've shown with resources, and that understanding really got out there in society, any type of long-term planning for your lives goes away. And unfortunately, most people will turn that into, party and take everything you can from somebody else, because it doesn't matter anyway. Vincent?
That's a really good point. And, John, I'm reading more and more articles and hearing more and more questions from people about preparing. Do we really need to prepare? Everything's pretty good. We got Donald Trump in office. The economy's doing better. Things are looking up. Everything's good. I mean, why prepare? Let's just enjoy life. I'm hearing more and more about that. And frankly, I have not put down the preparedness list that we are working on, and we're still preparing, and we're reviewing. We are still preparing for all kinds of things. coronal mass ejections, supply chain problems, prices in the supply chain increasing. I mean, all we have to do is unleash a few more missiles and we could start World War III. And none of us has experienced World War III yet. But if it's anything like World War I or World War II, it's absolutely horrible. You know, aside from the death and destruction, just the misery, that we would experience. You know, we don't, John, we don't even know how to plant seeds. I'm talking about, you know, collectively people. We don't know how to grow things. We don't know how hard it is to grow a garden. Heck, we increased our garden, John. We had some raised beds, and we decided that, you know what, in between the raised beds, let's put a big raised garden in between, you know, these rows of raised beds. So we have raised beds, and then we have a big raised bed within the raised beds. So because that was space he could walk around, not anymore. That's space for growing. That's how seriously we're taking it. We think it's important to grow our own food. Heck, you look at the radiation that's all over the planet as a result of Fukushima and some other sources. It's pretty darn scary. And do you want your food to come from California? I just look at the radiation readings in California. And we're talking in the thousands of times normal background radiation. It's landing on your food. It's going into the soil. Systemically, the plants are going to pick it up. You know, how's that meal taste? Back to you.
Well, let's skip down to the last two articles on Hour 2 because I want to make sure we get these in before the show is over. There's a lot of signs going on, and while we don't know exactly when something's going to happen or necessarily even the exact method, there's some things that we can see. And if the plans were to kick this financial condition down the road further, we'd be seeing more plans for quantitative easing. And as I've mentioned earlier, the universal basic income, which they may have nixed because of the failed experiment in Europe. But we now have a couple of more signs. One is Japan is talking about stopping quantitative easing. The United States stopped, but other central banks continued on the order of $1 trillion a year. So for a major piece of that being Japan talking about stopping that, that's again like tapping the brakes. And the bottom article talks about the Fed, besides raising the interest rates, they are talking about unwinding the balance sheet. And what that means is they made up all this money for the quantitative easing to keep the stocks pumped up, and now they're talking about taking that down. So in essence, that's quantitative easing in reverse. So the Fed's looking at, you know, tapping the brakes as well. So instead of, you know, pushing the gas, trying to get further down the road, we're seeing more and more evidence that those central banks, which control so much of what goes on in our lives, indirectly anyway, are getting ready to put on the brakes. Some of this may not occur until next year. Anybody's guess as to exactly what timing things will happen. It's certainly possible things can start unwinding this year as they keep on, you know, hitting the brakes sooner or later. It would certainly not look good for the 2018 election. And, of course, all of that's going to be blamed on Trump. Vincent?
John, you talk about hitting the brakes. You're talking about stopping the QE, which means that the velocity of money will start slowing down, and it means that people will start losing their jobs. They'll be buying less, and that's what we're talking about, right?
Right, and quantitative easing wasn't working that well anyway. We had the report where for 2016, it took $4 of made-up money to get a $1 bounce in GDP. So imagine when they start taking money away, what that will do.
Okay, so inflation will probably go down, right?
It'll be
like the Great Depression or the Great Panic, right? I've asked my mom. What was it like during the Great Depression? Well, were prices high or low? She said, I don't know. Nobody had any money. Didn't matter. Right? Everybody was broke. Is that what we're talking about?
We could see hyperinflation, or we could see the flip of that where nothing's selling because people don't have money, so they reduce the prices in order to try to get sales. And that's what makes it so hard for if you're trying to play the market on this, because it could go either way. And if you only bet on one direction and it goes the other way, you're going to be even worse shape than you are now.
Yeah, and stores are going out of business, and you've got those an appliance store, electronics store, H.H. Gregg, I'm saying that right, going out of business. Fire sale liquidation, everything must go, including the shelving. That's just one more sign. One more sign that things are not good. We'll be right back. Captain John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And you can get that that audio of Hear the Watchman.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, John Reagan, I must be having a bad day. Yesterday I was thinking about the Papermate Pen Company. I was thinking, whatever happened to Papermate? Well, here I am. I've got two Papermate pens at the... These are mechanical pencils, and they have these cushy rubber grips. Well, I picked one up, and they're a couple years old. The cushy rubber grip has come off, and it's stuck to my fingers. So I got another one just like it. Same thing. So why would I buy a Papermate pen? These are absolute trash. And now my waste paper basket is filling up with pens that were manufactured in China. Now, where are they going? They're going to the landfill. So we got to stop buying this Chinese garbage. You know, Chinese products that are good, that's one thing. But we seem to be overcome with cheap Chinese garbage. And whoever thought that the cushy grips would turn into like a jelly that would stick to your fingers? Whoever would have thought that? Papermate. John, back to you.
Well, just some other signs. Crashing used car prices. Morgan Stanley saying that used car prices may go down 50%. And there's lots of reasons for that. There's a lot of leases that are ending, which is going to add to the supply. And, of course, the new cars are already building up to record levels on the lots. So it's not good for the automakers. What we're going to talk about next week with the electric and autonomous cars is going to be even worse. But if you're going to be in the market for a car, you might want to wait for just a little bit, and you can probably pick up a used car for a much better price than you can today.
Well, John, to connect these dots, you're right. You're right on the money. I bought a used Chevy pickup truck. A 2004 model. Doesn't burn any oil. I mean, it's got some rust on it, but the interior looks really, really nice. It's a full-size bed. 2004 model, Silverado 1500, paid $3,000 for it. Bought a used Mercedes in 1996. Incredible condition. gets between 30 miles to the gallon in the city and 47 on the highway, diesel, $3,000. So it's already started. It's not like I went to these guys and beat them up on price. These are the, you know, these are the prices that we negotiated, and that's what I paid for the vehicle. So $3,000 for a vehicle. The Mercedes probably to replace it would be $60,000. Chevy truck to replace it got to be $35,000, $40,000. So you're right.
And one of the links we didn't get to from our one Chicago pension update, Chicago's largest pension may run out of cash in as little as 4 years. And
imagine that.
As I said, if we get that 50% or greater correction to the stock market that looks like it's probably going to happen this year, these pension funds are going to be even worse shape. So, you know, stay tuned for that.
So, John, what happens if a pension fund can't get funded? Do the pensioners hear a message kind of like, yeah, well, that was then. That was then. Yeah, we paid in, but, you know, the economy, geez, things happen. And, well, you don't have a pension anymore. Is that what we're talking about?
There's only two ways this can go, is that the pensioners get less or taxes get raised, or I guess some combination of the two. And even the private pensions that are having problems, there's the pension insurance fund, which has just got out of money. So, again, the decision is going to be, do we put more taxpayer money into that pension insurance fund so that the pensioners get something, or do you just cut the pensions?
Yeah, well, I've got a mixed reaction to that. You know, I didn't do it. So why would I have to pay for it? That's, you know, one reaction. The other reaction is, yeah, but these guys were promised. So let's go after the guys that made the promises that squandered the money. By the way, Table of Poisoned American Cities by Gamma Radiation and Other Radiation. You can go find it at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And, boy, John, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. It's called Radiation This Week under the Fukushima link. And, you know, what are we talking about? Well, Colorado Springs, Colorado, they seem to be doing the best, getting the most radiation, 2,484 times normal background radiation. That's Colorado Springs. Raleigh, North Carolina, number two at 9822 counts per minute, 1,964 times normal. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with this class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.